This summer, cable TV networks have offered some dark, complicated, serialized murder stories. Dexter on Showtime and The Killing on AMC. On Wednesday, the FX network adds another to the mix, The Bridge, which, like The Killing, is based on a Scandinavian television series. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The FX version of the Scandinavian series The Bridge, like the Showtime network's version of the Israeli TV series that inspired Homeland, is a major revamp as well as a crucial relocation. With Homeland, the focus became American politics and home soil terrorism. With his new adaptation of The Bridge, the setting is changed to the U.S.-Mexico border. This allows executive producer Meredith Stein, a writer-producer from Homeland, to deal with everything that relocation provides, including the white-hot issues of immigration reform and border security. The Bridge opens with a crime scene that couldn't be more symbolic or more gruesome. An unknown killer has managed to place a body on a border bridge between Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, so precisely on the border that half of the body is in each country. That makes it, at first, a jurisdictional issue for the respective first responders. An El Paso police detective named Sonia Cross and a Chihuahua state policeman named Marco Ruiz. Sonia is played by Diane Kruger, the German actress from Inglourious Basterds. Marco is played by Damian Bachir, who played Mary Louise Parker's Mexican husband in Weeds and was Oscar-nominated for his supporting role in A Better Life. In this early scene from the premiere, Sonia claims the on-the-border murder case. But within hours, she reaches out to Marco when a new development changes things. Oh, and Sonia, like Claire Danes' character in Homeland, is doing her job while struggling with a disorder. In Sonia's case, it's Asperger's, which explains her no-nonsense conversational approach when she calls Marco in the middle of the night.
Is this Marco Ruiz?
Speaking, yes.
Sonia Cross, El Paso PD.
The one in charge, I remember.
Were you sleeping?
I do that at night, yes.
There were two women on the bridge.
And you found another one?
No, two different bodies.
A lower half and an upper half. Two different women.
You find half a
body in Juarez?
Hispanic, late teens to 20. You would have the upper half.
Ouch!
Something wrong?
No, I'm listening. Cut in half?
Yes.
Do you have a girl that matches this description?
Well, we have lots of bodies. We have lots of parts and bones and skulls.
It could be a year old. Her legs were frozen.
Frozen?
Yes. Can you look into it?
Of course, yeah. I'll do it first thing in the morning.
Who can I call to look into it now?
The killer is making a point, the first of many, in a way to ensure that the issues he wants to address demand international attention. And very soon, his agenda involves many characters who at first seem to have little to do with one another. But as one promotional tagline for this series says, everything is connected, beginning with those two bisected bodies. The supporting cast includes Ted Levine as Sonia's understanding boss, a role that's similar to, but less comic than, the one he played as Tony Shalhoub's boss on Monk, the comedy mystery series about a detective with a serious case of OCD. But The Bridge plays everything straight. Except that Bachir, who's so charismatic and unpredictable as the Mexican cop, is just as likely to break into a wry smile as a sudden outburst. And Kruger's Sonia is flat-out unpredictable. The two of them, like the two mismatched investigators of The Killing, make this new murder mystery an intriguing character study. The first three episodes of The Bridge were available for preview, and they suggest an increasingly complicated storyline, and provide enough startlingly intense moments to keep you not only involved, but captivated. This bridge, I'm guessing, is heading somewhere good.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.